This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Public Service Commission are awarding nearly $1.7 million in grant funding to improve internet, phone, and telemedicine access across the state, including projects benefiting rural and tribal communities in northern Wisconsin. The grants are funded through Wisconsin's Universal Service Fund, which supports telecommunications access and affordability programs statewide. According to a press release, the funding will support programs that help make internet and phone services more affordable, improve access for people with disabilities, and expand telemedicine equipment in underserved areas. Among the recipients are the Great Lakes Intertribal Council, which received more than $175,000, and the Sacagan Chippewa Community Health Clinic, which was awarded more than $240,000 for telemedicine equipment projects. State officials say the investments are designed to help rural residents connect with healthcare providers, education, employment opportunities, and emergency services while continuing efforts to expand broadband access across Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding Northwoods drivers to plan ahead and stay patient as Memorial Day weekend travel increases across the region. The American Automobile Association estimates more than 744,000 people will travel Wisconsin roads during the holiday weekend. Several highway projects across northern Wisconsin could impact travel, including lane restrictions on Highway 29 in Marathon and Shawano counties, bridge work on U.S. 53 in Barron County, and a closure of Highway 17 in Lincoln County. U.S. 2 in Bayfield County is also reduced to a single lane near Fish Creek Bridge. Officials say drivers should expect delays during peak holiday travel times. They're also reminding motorists to slow down in work zones, avoid distractions behind the wheel, and give road crews extra space. Drivers can check traffic conditions and construction updates through the 511 Wisconsin app or at 511wi.gov. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. If you're hitting the road this Memorial Day weekend, Wisconsin transportation officials say be ready for traffic, delays, and work zones. More than 700,000 people are expected to travel by car, with the busiest times starting this afternoon and continuing through Monday, even with construction projects easing up for the holiday. Drivers will still encounter detours, lane shifts, and reduced speeds across the state. Officials say checking 511 Wisconsin can help avoid surprises along your route. They also stress simple safety steps like buckling up, putting the phone down, and slowing down in work zones. Wisconsin's congressional map battle is moving to the state Supreme Court, but confusion over appeal rules could slow or stop the process. According to WisPolitics, two separate lawsuits, one claiming partisan gerrymandering and another calling the map anti-competitive, were both rejected earlier this year. Lawyers now disagree on whether appeals must be filed within 30 days or 90 days under a 2011 law. That decision could determine if at least one of the challenges moves forward. And former Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle is endorsing Judge Pedro Colon for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. According to a press release from Colon's campaign, Doyle appointed Judge Colon to the Milwaukee County Circuit Court in 2010. Doyle says the judge comes uniquely qualified to face the challenges that will undoubtedly come before this Supreme Court in the next decade. He also said Colon is a dedicated public servant who deeply cares about the people of our state. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew sweep the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers have the night off after beating the Cubs 5-0, completing a three-game sweep. That ended a 15-game winning streak at home for Chicago, and they now find themselves a game and a half behind the now first-place Brewers. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
You know, when you don't swing the bats and you don't score a run, it just, a baseball game doesn't look good for your side. You know, we're in a little bit of a funk right now. And And, you know, it's up to us, and it's up to us to change it.
Brewers pitcher Kyle Harrison only gave up two hits in seven innings pitched. Jake Bowers has an 11-game hitting streak going as they open a home series tomorrow night against the Dodgers. Pat Murphy on the sweep.
I think it gives us a little confidence. We have a very young club, as you know. Yeah, I think it gives you a little confidence. Friday will be here soon enough, and we have the Dodgers in town. So
that's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 64 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to near 40 for a low. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.